Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
3, 2, 1, and we are back. And Julie, I want to start out by congratulating all of our tens of thousands of daily listeners, those of you who have actually taken action to become expired listing agents. We have been begging, pleading, coaching, prodding. What else we've been doing?
Cajoling.
Cajoling, that was my word, yep. Mm-hmm. For the last forever, to get you guys to really seize the market opportunity, the best market opportunity that there is right now, which is really focusing on becoming an expired listing agent. And we know that literally thousands of you are doing it. And that is amazing. And I have great news for you. The rest of the market's going to start coming your way even more so over the next few years, as more agents, frankly, are going to be listing homes for centers of influence and past clients and the rest of it, not know how to get their homes sold in this market. And those listings are going to start becoming expired listings. But you will have already developed a skill set to become a powerful expired listing agent. And you're going to have a huge, huge, absolutely unprecedented, unfair advantage in the marketplace. Many of you who have been with Julie and I for, you know, decades will know that we brought to you the opportunity that was back in 2007, 2008, 2009. We're working with short sales and then other forms of distressed property. And to this day, many of you sing our praises and thank us, which we always appreciate, for helping you get through what was the worst real estate market in history. Because we did teach you to seize the opportunity that the market had to offer. And that's what we're hoping to do with all of you today. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be focusing on the five top expired myths that realtors should stop believing immediately.
Yes. Shall we go facting first?
Let's go facting.
Fact number one, expired listings are the single greatest opportunity to accelerate your success this year. You need listings. Every single one of you listening needs listings. Listings generate more listings and more buyers. Expireds clearly want to sell. Many must sell, and all have shown a willingness to list. Fact number two, expired listings allow you to curate your listing inventory. Raise your average sale price if you wish. Choose where you want to do business and create many, many more opportunities. Your best advertising is a sold sign.
Even better is a sold sign on a listing that previously expired.
Especially great is a sold sign on something like that, or many sold signs. And fact number three, getting great at listing and selling expired homes has additional benefits. You'll learn to go after business and get better at your scripts, improve your closing skills, and polish your pricing strategies. The more skills you acquire, the more transactions you'll do, and your confidence will soar as a result.
I'm going to add a couple more facts if you don't mind. So fact number four would be that in many cases, the agent that would have, that essentially the, in, I would say the well-established agents in the communities, the go-to for agent that was building their business based on the fact that they'd been in the community forever. Mm-hmm. They worked the Girl Scout troops. They worked the
Center of Influence agent, maybe.
Exactly. Those were, generally speaking, the agents that were easily getting the listings in this past market because the sellers weren't that careful who they were listing with because they knew the house would sell itself anyway. So now what you're going to see is those agents who would have been your primary competition, who did legitimately have an advantage of the marketplace because they had maybe previously sold the most number of listings or what have you.
Who would have been harder for you to compete against on the first round.
They did not succeed at selling said expired listing, which may have actually been one of their own past clients. And now that seller is going to be looking for a new agent with a fresh approach. That creates opportunity for you that this previous market did not. Hopefully, I'm making all that very clear. I'm going to give you another little fact too as well, is that what do we know about expired listings? We know what the price isn't. We know that the seller is willing to pay a commission. We know that the seller is willing to, you know, obviously hire a real estate agent. We hopefully have some good feedback as far as condition and location that we could be using, that you'll be using to your advantage when it comes to getting the sellers to be a little bit more agreeable to whatever the market has to offer, given the market conditions. You guys getting it? So a seller, an expired seller, is absolutely positively one of the most motivated and frankly lucrative listings you can be chasing. Now I'm going to give you guys, and I shared the secret with you last week, but I'll share it with you again in case you weren't listening. Here's the biggest secret that any top producing agent knows that now I'm going to share with all of you. If you want to be the best listing agent in your marketplace. If you want to be the best listing agent that there ever was, this is the secret that nobody wants you to know because they don't want more competition. Here it is. Ready? Write this down. This is the biggest secret ever. Normally, you have to be in our coaching program for 40 years before they share this with you. Right. Isn't that what people actually think?
At least, yes.
Yeah. All right. So here's what it is. The secret to being a listing agent, a successful listing agent rather, is have the listing when it sells. Have the listing when it sells. Think about that. So if you're the first agent and you didn't sell it, well, you didn't get paid and you put a lot of effort into it. Second agent, you'll find in some cases you're seeing some of these expireds that are being listed multiple times. Be the listing agent who has the listing when it sells. Having the listing and you don't get it sold, you actually hurt yourself in the marketplace. All the neighbors saw that you failed to sell the listing. You've worked against what your potential would be for the rest of your, you know, at least for a few years. All the neighbors are going to remember that your sign was in the yard of that house that didn't sell, and you're going to have to overcome that. So A, that means you better learn how to be a great listing agent. And B, you got to understand, those of you who want to become great listing agents, you got to get them sold when you get them. And right now is the best opportunity that we've seen certainly in the last 15 years to become a listing agent focusing primarily on expireds. In our premier coaching program, of course, we show you guys how to go after listings, expired listings, droves of different ways, 30 different ways of generating listing leads. They're all available for you over on Premier Coaching. Scroll down, click the link below, and join Premier Coaching. It is free. So go ahead and join Premier Coaching now, and that's where really you can focus all your best efforts on becoming a powerful listing agent. Julie, let's get to the second part of today's presentation, where we're going to be sharing with them all the myths.
Yes, so let's clear out the cobwebs from your expired mindset. There are at least 5 myths that agents like to use as their excuse to not go after this goldmine. Myth number one, everybody's calling them. Well, here's the fact. Fact number one, everyone is not calling them. Take you, for example, dear listener. You're a smart agent. How do we know? Because you're listening to this podcast right now. You're probably even taking notes, and we have to convince you to call expireds. Imagine what the average less-than-motivated excuse-making agent is doing. They're not calling. Why? Because they also believe all of the next 4 myths. Not everybody is calling. That is not true.
And by the way, calling, being a proactive lead generator, or frankly, if you're in some place like Canada, maybe door knocking, right? That is going to be a billions of times more effective than anything else, including direct mail, including stalking them on social and the rest of it. Make sure you are doing direct face-to-face or voice-to-voice contact. That always gives you an enormous advantage.
Myth number two, you have to be super aggressive on the phone to set appointments with expired sellers. Fact number two, yes, you do have to use powerful and proven scripts, but no, you do not have to be super aggressive or use witchcraft, alchemy, or Jedi mind tricks to set appointments.
But if you know any of those things, go for it. It might be helpful.
It doesn't hurt. Earn while you learn. You have to be okay to good to set appointments with expired homeowners, but you don't have to be perfect. Mm-mm. You're speaking to people who clearly need to sell. You sell homes for a living. It makes sense for you to have a conversation. A script is simply a conversation outline, finding out the facts about the homeowner's situation and their needs so that you can solve their problem. Don't make it more complicated than that, guys.
Well, really, guys, you got to be really clear in your heads about that because you're not going to have a lot of competition. But even if you did, chances are your competition is just learning how to do this as well. And yeah, probability tells me that they're not going to be coaching clients. So you're going to have our scripts, our systems, our pre-listing packs. You're going to have the information that you need to give yourself an unfair advantage in the marketplace. So make sure you're using that. And stop looking for excuses to avoid doing the real work of real estate. And Julie, I replaced this with a direct link so you don't have to say it.
Okay.
Myth number three.
Myth number three, you can't find phone numbers. After all, you tried all day for one day and it was a big pain in the neck. Well, that's true, but that doesn't mean the phone numbers don't exist. So use Red X to find those phone numbers for you. Stop playing the forensics game all day long and hire the professionals to get the intel you need.
By the way, we do include, and you guys can see it right there in our show notes, we do include a link where you can just join Red X right now for $150 discount. Join Red X, check it out. You're going to see they do all the heavy lifting for you. And it does puzzle me sometimes when I get messaging from you guys, especially, you know, most of you guys find us on Instagram and you're saying, other than subscribing to Red X, what is the best way to get expired information? Look, you can go to the MLS and you can find your expired listing and then you can go and search 3 or 4 different databases and hopefully find phone numbers. And maybe it'll take you 45 minutes to an hour per listing to find a phone number. But if you're serious about becoming a listing agent and hunting expireds, I have zero. I can't even fathom why you would do that, because you can't afford to actually go after the expireds because you can't afford the subscription. I just told you how you can get a $150 discount. So click that link and then get started going after expireds. Otherwise, you're just not that serious about your success. Oh, I know the other reason, because you are planning on spending, you know, some amount of money on some sort of branding campaign and you don't have the budget to actually do the real work of real estate and proactively go after expired listings. You got to really be focusing on the fact that if you're doing anything, we talked about this yesterday on the podcast, if you're doing anything that's going to result in you not helping someone and earning an income in the next 90 days or less, you need to stop doing those things. That's called gambling. You need to get back to doing the real work of real estate, or learn how to do the real work of real estate. Everything you want in real estate, and probably your personal life, is on the other side of mastering the art and science of doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Heard that before, longtime listeners?
That's right. Should sound familiar. Myth number four. Expireds are all hugely overpriced, or they wouldn't have expired. Well, here's a fact. Some expireds were aspirationally priced, but most had other problems such as, but not limited to, crazy showing instructions, terrible pictures, boring descriptions, no lockbox, or bad timing. For example, spring of 2020 has a huge amount of expired, withdrawn, and temporarily off the market homes. Why? Because that was the beginning of COVID, where you weren't allowed to show a home, even if you wanted to. So some expireds, yes, were overpriced, but look at it this way. If you expired a year or 2 years ago, the market has caught up probably to your pricing, and you might not even have to reduce the price, because bonus fact number four, thanks to appreciation slash inflation, many homes that expired over the past months or years can achieve the price they were listed at, if not even a bit more. You might not even need to reduce it to get it sold.
That's really important. Hopefully you understood what Julie said. The biggest bugaboo with hunting expired listings is basically getting the price right. Well, because of no one's friend inflation, you're now looking at many cases that you will be calling on expired listings, and the price is not the problem. The location is not the problem. The condition is not the problem. In other words, this is a dream listing, a very sellable listing. I was just thinking about Matt in Michigan. Hey, Matt. You know, he and I were talking about this last week. He called an expired. He set the appointment. He took the listing. He put it in the MLS. He sold it in one day. And I said, don't you secretly feel sorry for the previous listing agent who had it for sale for at least 6 months? And he said, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. So the question is, why didn't that previous listing agent get it sold? Because of, you know, it wasn't the price, it wasn't condition, location. Obviously, or Matt wouldn't have sold it that fast. It was because the MLS number in particular in his marketplace, when you relist it and you put it in the MLS again, it allows it to show as a new listing. But because it was showing as an old listing, the buyer's agents stopped actually doing any showing of it.
Yeah, that's common.
It is. So with that, because most consumers, by the way, they're just going to search for new listings. So what he should have done, the previous listing agent, is obviously started pounding the open houses, because there are clearly buyers that were looking in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he probably would have sold it to his own buyer from an open house, or at least gotten to the marketing and refreshed it and done everything else to make it look like a new listing before. Maybe, and this is sometimes something you'll run across, which is weird but true, maybe the listing agent and the seller aren't getting along. And even though it's not in the best interest of the seller might just be not cooperative with allowing the buyer's or that previous listing agent to show the property. And as a result, the listing doesn't get shown. I know weird things happen, but it's true.
It's like a personality clash, or they become adversarial for some reason. Sometimes all it takes, you know, you got to think, and this happens mostly with the most motivated sellers, which is weird, but it's because they're stressed out, and it can be something like somebody left a door open, or their alarm was set off, or their cat got out.
Well, it's motivation too.
Right. And so now they're all like a little stressed out, and they just don't, you know, they're not going to allow showings for a couple weeks.
Maybe the previous listing agent listed it, say, 18 months ago, and the built homeowner was just getting started with the new build homeowner, yep. Right? And let's say the previous listing agent hadn't really been tracking the fact that the seller is about to close on that new construction home, and that he was just, you know, a listing agent wasn't contacting that seller because he was embarrassed or didn't know what to do with the fact that it hadn't sold. He didn't want to be in a situation where the seller was going to confront him. So that previous listing agent just started ghosting the seller. That happens all the time because they don't know what to say or do. That's the reason in our Premier Coaching Program, we have a 6-month, 180-day seller communication guide, which tells you exactly what you should be doing every single day.
This, I have to say, that particular thing, because I'm on coaching calls all week, talk to the coaches all week, lots of clients, emails, texts. What you just said is really important, that because we've had so many years where listings would sell so quickly, what is absolutely happening is it sits on the market two or three weekends. Sellers starting to call the listing agent to task.
What have you done for me lately?
Listing agent doesn't know how to respond, so they don't respond. Seller perceives that as complete ghosting and them not doing anything, because if they don't see you doing anything and they don't hear from you, they're not assuming that you are hard at work. They're assuming that you are golfing, that you don't care, that you've lost enthusiasm for the house.
And by the way, in a lot of cases, all three of those things are true.
Yes. And so that's what becomes an expired listing.
And a seller is going to ask you, Mr. Listing Agent, why you're not showing the property. I mean, if all your marketing and your branding and all the Mickey Mouse that you claimed you were going to do to get the home sold was actually generating prospective buyer leads, why is it that you personally aren't showing the home? Isn't that the real reason that so many of you with listings who you are now ghosting your seller, you're fearful of calling that seller because you don't know how to answer the question? Well, here's the answer to the question. It's a script that we teach you in Premier Coaching. Mr. Seller, I appreciate you asking me that question. And the fact is, as I might not always be the agent that's showing the property, but I am the reason that it's getting shown. Can I tell you why? And then you go back and review your marketing plan and what you're doing to get the property sold. Now, if the property is getting no showings and the previous listing agent was completely ignoring the seller for basically a lack of skill, then you're going to be dealing with a different problem. It could very well be price, condition, location. But what often happens with the cases of these expired listings is that it is a function of the listing agent losing motivation, or more specifically, losing skill, and then forgetting actually how, or not knowing what to do with the seller if it takes more than 2 weeks to sell. You guys getting the point here? These are prime listing opportunities where you're leveraging the fact that your competitors have yet to develop the skill set to be competitive in this market.
Assuming that you're part of Premier Coaching and using that seller's 12-week communication plan, for example, and the listing plan of action, which is part of the pre-listing package.
It's all waiting for you. Scroll down, look at the show description. Along with our notes, you'll see links to join Premier Coaching. And of course, you guys should all become subscribers urgently to Red X. Myth number five, Julie Harris.
Myth number five, they'll respond to your letters and postcards. You don't need to call. This is the passive, lazy, conflict-avoiding way of, quote, prospecting, big air quotes, expired listings. That's the myth, that you don't have to call, you'll just plaster the world with letters and postcards. But here's the fact. By the time an expired seller receives your piece of mail, they've already got three listing appointments set up.
By our coaching clients.
Not with you, because you didn't call. And some will already actually be back on the market. By the way, those are also the best, most motivated have-to-sell sellers, so don't miss out by being passive.
Your number one competitor when you're calling on when you're proactively lead generating, calling on an expired listing, is the previous listing agent, right? Because generally speaking, the seller listed with that previous listing agent because it's the only agent that they knew. So that is your competitor is going to be. And we tell you exactly what to say to make it so that the seller will maybe also consider listing with a previous agent, but at least give you an opportunity to explain why they probably want to list the house with you versus the previous listing agent. And there's lots of scripts and objection handlers and lots of things we show you and tell you what to say, so you will have an opportunity to become a powerful listing agent. Because really, guys, the sellers did not make a very well-researched or really informed decision. They just listed with that other agent because that's who they knew. But in this marketplace, you guys know as well as I do, if a house has been for sale once or twice or three times with different agents, it's going to have some issues getting it sold that the previous listing agent clearly did not have the skill set or the desire or motivation to help the seller remedy. So the seller is going to be in that situation again, probably another 6 months or however long the listing contract is. So you owe it to the seller, as someone who's truly in this business to be of service to other people, to give them other ideas on how to get the property sold. And in doing so, you'll find more often than not they'll decide to list with you. And really, we made it very easy for you, because when you use our listing system, our 7-step listing process, you're going to send a pre-listing pack. You're going to have a listing presentation. You're going to have a professional, organized approach to speaking with that seller. That in itself, even if you've never taken a single listing, we'll give you an unfair advantage, because chances are the previous listing agent had zero presentation, zero pre-listing pack, zero plan of action. They did absolutely nothing other than just showing up and got the contract signed.
Yeah, and a lot of things are expiring right now because the less skilled agent, who was coming out of a very hot seller's market, did overprice it and might have even under-commissioned it, didn't really promote it, didn't have a much of, you know, going on. We covered a lot of these things in a previous podcast, other reasons it didn't sell.
But also, we need to put some of this on the seller, too. Yes. Maybe the previous listing agent, the, you know, old listing agent, maybe they did a great job, did all the pricing, condition, location, everything's perfect, you know, 100% bent over backwards, but the seller was the butthead and wouldn't take a reasonable price on the house. And there's and that's a huge problem right now, because the listing, the previous listing agent did not have the skill set. And frankly, I mean, it's really a skill set to have the seller understand that this market is not the market from 2 years ago.
Well, that's absolutely true. And it is strange. We have a little bird that likes to visit our window here, this poor little bird. Maybe he's a podcast fan. I don't know.
Yeah, he must be.
But I am getting a lot of questions about sellers who haven't had very many showings. They're asking their listing agents if maybe the idea is to actually raise the price. That's come up. I think I've had that conversation four times in the past 2 days.
Well, let's use an example.
Yeah.
You had a listing with John Walkinshaw. Mm-hmm. Just use a real example. And the seller...
I have one even better than that. Rick, okay. One of our coaches, and who also sells real estate, because you know our coaches actually sell real estate for a living. He has a seller right now that is at, I think he's at 1.3. The seller previously wanted to be at 1.8. Comps say 1.1, 1.2. And the seller's reason, he has had no showings. It's been, I think, 2 weeks. No showings. Unique property, but looks really good. Rick's done all of the things he normally does, sell houses, drones, great brochures, the whole thing. But the seller's argument is this. Because buyers seem to want the market to crash, if I raise my price by $400,000, that'll show them that prices are going up, which means I must get a higher offer. Like, that's how confused people
are. Well, let's give the other example. So what John Walkinshaw, yes. You said he has an...
Existing listing.
Okay, an existing listing. What was the price?
I think it's $1.5 million.
Okay, $1.5 million. And he had three offers.
That were very close to that.
And the first, was it 60 days?
Yes.
Okay, three offers in the first 60 days. And the seller rejected them all because the seller, obviously it's priced right. Obviously it's got great condition. Obviously got great location.
Or he wouldn't have gotten showings and offers.
Right? So you get that many offers at that price point in his market in that short period of time. And John's got a lot of listings, 15, right?
10 right now.
Okay. Yeah. So the reality of it is that tells you that is a great listing, but the seller won't take less than John thinks. $1,550,000. He wants another $50,000 or something. So Julie and I were talking about what, you know, how to help John, and we came to the conclusion to tell the seller to raise the price. Just raise the damn price. You already know the market's willing to pay $1.5 million. If the seller won't sell it for less than $1,550,000 because some other agent that he was probably interviewing told him that John underpriced it by $50,000, he could get $50,000. Who knows where the seller got this idea? Maybe the seller wants to buy a boat. I mean, really, you don't know what's going on in the seller's head. But in a market situation like that, clearly the market will absorb the extra $50,000. Raise the damn price.
And if it doesn't work, then you go back to where he was and you'll have tested it out.
And the seller will have gotten what the seller wanted, and they'll see what really the market was willing to offer for that particular house.
But here's the difference. John Walkinshaw, experienced broker.
Yeah.
He will not lose that listing.
No.
By not knowing what to do. He will not lose that listing by ghosting the seller because the seller's been stubborn. What do agents do when they run up against conflict? They
hide.
They hide. They blame the seller, you know? So John's not going to lose that. I'm sure that he's going to sell that, probably if he hasn't already since I last spoke with him. But these are the types of more advanced conversations that are required to be the listing agent when it actually sells.
This is a skills-based approach to the business, not a branding, marketing, look at me, attention, you know, grabbing.
Luck and hopium.
Exactly. This is about skills. That's what this market is going to massively reward. So if you don't have the skills, guys, you can learn the skills. And I'll tell you, which shouldn't be a little secret, should be obvious. You're going to find out that selling real estate at a high level with this skill set, you don't really, it's a lot, you have to know a hell of a lot less than you think, because you're going to be having the same conversations over and over and
yes,
over and over
again.
When you call an expired seller, almost always, and you'll laugh when you start doing this, you just will, the sellers say almost the exact same things in it, every single seller, one after another. They'll say the exact same things in the exact same order. They'll ask the same exact questions, maybe slightly different variations of how they ask the questions. But you're going to eventually get to the point where you're totally operating under the state of unconscious competence, where basically you're just saying things without ever having to think about that, where it just becomes, it's like autopilot, like a professional athlete or a race car driver.
But that comes with experience.
Exactly. But you can't shortcut that. You can't fake it. You can't buy your way to that level. You have to earn your way to that level. And this is a perfect market to do it in because you will be rewarded for your efforts.
And you know what else is interesting about expireds? I never really appreciated this until we were, you know, several years into the business and had handled a lot of expireds. They are super appreciative
totally.
When you get the job done.
Best sellers.
Best sellers ever, because they had gone through a situation that they never expected. And when you're the agent who solves that very clear problem, because at the end of the day, that is your job as a salesperson, is to solve problems, they're very clear on that. Somebody else failed, they were frustrated, they didn't know what to do, and you saved the day. You want somebody to promote you and to send you, you know, repeat and referral business. There's nothing better than an expired seller.
You got to also remember, an expired seller, they are, unless they're super analytical, maybe it's an investment property or something, but even then, they are emotionally attached to that property. And when the listing expired, they themselves feel rejected. You know,
true.
Maybe it's a house where they raised their family. Maybe it's a house where you guys get the point.
It's like they loved that house. How can not everybody in the world also love that house?
Exactly. And if they receive negative feedback about condition or something, that's something that, whether they want to admit it or not, has caused a bit of an emotional pain for them. And you have to have empathy and sympathy for them because that's the state in which they're coming. So when you call these sellers and you remind yourself that you're here to be of service to the seller's going through some stressful situation and you're here to solve their problem. If that becomes your most dominant thought and now you now have the skill set, what to say and how to say it, you are unstoppable. That is the next level approach to real estate because you're solving someone's problem at the highest level. And you got to remember, they are coming from a state of feeling rejected, of needing your help, waiting around hoping and praying that someone like you who does care about them, who is going to have the skill set to get the property sold. A lot of this is what Julie and I call doctor filling, you know, it's bedside manner. It's a lot of, you know, you're going to need to have show empathy and sympathy show emotion without being emotional.
That's right.
I mean, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people's emotions and you have to, you know, show emotion back to them, but you don't want to absorb it. Otherwise, you're going to burn yourself out. Don't make their problem your problem. A lot of these sellers you're going to stumble across, they have to sell the house. Those are great listings for you. Help them solve the problem getting the property sold. Stop avoiding what you perceive to be conflict.
Now, I added this last bit at the end, just for our, you know, naysayer, procrastinator types, you know, skeptics. So if you're still procrastinating, let's just do the math. Let's say you only list one expired per month, and your average sale price is $400,000, about the national average, with an average net commission to you of about $9,000. That's $108,000 in net income just from expireds, just one per month. In other words, ignoring expireds will cost you at least $108,000 in laziness tax. If your average sale price is $800,000, as many of you listening is, it's twice as bad. Or good, depending on if you take action or not.
We should add this as another myth. There are no expireds in my marketplace.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Go back to the MLS. And search back, go back 2 or 3 years. If you don't know how to do this, figure it out.
Have Red X do it for you.
Or exactly, have Red X do it for you. But go back 2 or 3 years, and I want you to look to see how many expireds there were. Just expireds and withdrawals. And then compare that list, and then look to see how many of those listings that expired were relisted and sold. There's a statistic, I'm not honestly sure if it's still true, but 90% of all expired listings relist and sell within 180 days of them being expired listings. Most times when a seller relists their house, they're relisting with the previous listing agent because they did not know of any other agent to list their property. They will when you proactively lead generate to them, and they will welcome the opportunity to have a fresh approach to getting the listing sold.
That's right. Or worse, you know who else you're? Yes, the previous listing agent. But here's another thing they don't realize. The other person that they are competing against on an expired is the seller themselves, who sometimes turns into a for sale by owner.
Yeah,
because why? Nobody called them. A lot of our coaching clients are experiencing that, which is why you need not just the expired script, but also the for sale by owner script in order to take that listing.
That's right. And guys, listen, this is a skills-based approach. It's a primary focus of our coaching program. It's a primary focus of the most successful agents in the United States. We, of course, believe in marketing and advertising and team building and all the rest of it, but it comes after having the skill set. Why? Because this skill set is something that, for example, if you are doing all your lead generation comes off marketing and branding and whatnot, all it takes is, for example, YouTube. decide that your videos aren't going to be shown anymore, or TikTok to decide it's no longer legal in the United States anymore. And then those lead sources are gone. But if you have the actual skill set to be a proactive lead generator, nobody can take that away from you. And if you're like Julie and I, and you're from cold and blustery Columbus, Ohio, and you don't want to live in cold and blustery Columbus, Ohio anymore, and you want to move someplace where the average sale price is, you know, 10x what it is where we used to live, right, and you want to move to a different market, that skill set is directly transferable. Everything you learn to sell a, you know, $50,000 double wide in the middle of nowhere translates to a $5 million expired in the hills above Hollywood. It's all the same. And the sellers, the seller conversations, the scripts, the objection handlers, completely and totally the same. Yep. Same exact approach. Open your mind to the incredible opportunity that is available because of this market, guys. This is the single best opportunity in at least the last 15 years to become a listing agent. Go now, take action, scroll down, definitely become a Premier Coaching client. It is free. And also, we've included a link to below in the show description. If you're on YouTube, just scroll down. Obviously, Spotify or iTunes, scroll down. Definitely become a Premier Coaching client. And then you're going to take the next step and you're going to enroll with Red X. You can join with Red X right now for a $150 discount if you click that link. And if you join Premier Coaching right now, when you do, it is free. Take action on these things now. Be excited. Be motivated. Get into action. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.